Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Up early in the morning for our good news. You can use morning prayer line. Again, we're broadcasting live in Canada. Continental United States, as well as, I see you, Sister Rhonda, good morning, as well as my mind has just slipped me. Norway, continental United States, Great Britain, the United Kingdom, excuse me, and also Canada. We are going to be reading this morning from Psalms 17. Psalms chapter 17. The Bible says, "Hear, Lord, hear a just cause. Pay attention to my cry. Listen to my prayers. From lips free of deceit." Good morning, Rose. I see you this morning, Jenny Southwick. "Let my vindication come from you." We're in Psalm 17. For you see what is right. "You have tested my heart. You have examined me at night. You have tried me and found nothing evil." Big Joe, I see you this morning. Praise God. Good to see you guys today. We're in Psalm 17. "I have determined that my mouth will not sin." Verse 4. "Concerning what people do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps are on your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, God, because you will answer me. Listen closely to me. Hear what I say. Display the wonders of your faithful love, Savior of all who seek refuge from those who rebel against your right hand. Protect me as the pupil of your eye." Amen. Verse 8, "Protect me as the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who treat me violently, my deadly enemies who surround me. They have become hardened. Their mouths speak arrogantly. They advance against me. Now they surround me. They are determined to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion eager to tear, like a young lion lurking in ambush. Rise up, Lord. Confront him. Bring him down. With the sword, save me from the wicked. With your hand, Lord, save me from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their bellies with what you have in store. Their sons are satisfied, and they leave their surplus to their children. But I will see your face in righteousness. When I awake, I will be satisfied with your presence." Psalm 18. "I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my mountain where I seek refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Amen, somebody. "I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I was saved from mine enemies. The ropes of death were wrapped around me. The torrents of destruction terrified me. The ropes of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. I called to the Lord in my distress, and I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of the mountains trembled. They shook because he burned with anger. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and consuming fire came from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by it. He parted the heavens and came down, a dark cloud beneath his feet. He rose on a cherub and flew soaring on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, dark storm clouds his canopy around him. From the radiance of his presence, his clouds swept onward with hail and blazing coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High projected his voice. He shot his arrows and scattered them. He hurled lightning bolts and routed them. The depths of the sea became visible. The foundations of the world were exposed at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He reached down from heaven and took hold of me. He pulled me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my distress, but the Lord was my support. Yes. He brought me out to a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. He repaid me according to the cleanness of my hands. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not turned from my God to wickedness. Indeed, I have kept all his ordinances in mind and have not disregarded his statutes. I was blameless toward him and kept myself from sinning. So the Lord repaid me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the faithful, you prove yourself faithful. With the blameless man, you prove yourself blameless. With the pure, you prove yourself pure, but with the crooked, you prove yourself shrewd. For you rescue an afflicted people, but you humble those with naughty eyes. For you rescued an afflicted people, but you humble those with haughty eyes. Lord, you light my lamp. My God illuminates my darkness. With you, I can attack a barrier. And with my God, I can leap over a wall. God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God beside Yahweh? And who is a rock? Only our God. God, he clothes me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me securely on the sights, on the heights. He trains my hands for war. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand upholds me, and your humiliation exalts me. You widen a place beneath me for my steps, and my ankles do not give way. I pursue my enemies and overtake them. I do not turn back until they are wiped out. I crush them, and they cannot get up. They fall beneath my feet. You have clothed me with strength for battle. You subdue my adversaries beneath me. You have made my enemies retreat before me. I annihilate those who hate me. They cry for help, but there is no one to save them. They cry to the Lord, but he does not answer them. I pulverize them like dust before the wind. I trample them like mud in the streets. You have freed me from the feuds among the people. You have appointed me the head of the nation. You appointed me the head of nations, a people I had not known served me. Foreigners submit to me grudgingly. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their fortifications. The Lord lives. May my rock be praised. The God of my salvation is exalted. God, he gives me vengeance and subdues peoples under me. He frees me from my enemies. You exalt me above my adversaries. You rescue me from violent men. Therefore, I will praise you. Yahweh, among the nations, I will sing about your name. He gives great victories to his king. He shows loyalty to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day they pour out speech, and night after night they communicate knowledge. There is no speech, there is no words, their voice is not heard. Their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a gloom. Let's go back to verse 4. Their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a groom coming from the bridal chamber. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey which comes from the honeycomb. In addition, your servant is warned by them. There is great reward in keeping them. Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule over me. Then I will be innocent and cleansed from blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 20, may Yahweh answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and sustain you from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offering, Selah. May he give you what your heart desires and fulfill your whole purpose. Let us shout for joy at your victory and lift the banner in the name of our God. May Yahweh fulfill all your requests. Now I know the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty victories from his right hand. Some take pride in chariots and others in horses, but we take pride in the name of Yahweh our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. May he answer us on the day that we call. The last psalm this morning will be Psalm 21. Lord, the king finds joy in your strength. How greatly he rejoices in your victory. You have given him his heart's desire and have not denied the request of his lips, Selah. For you meet him with rich blessings. You place a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your victory, You confer majesty and splendor on him. You give him blessings forever. You cheer him with joy in your presence. For the king relies on the Lord. Through the faithful love of the Most High, he is not shaken. Your hand will capture all your enemies. Your right hand will seize those who hate you. You will make them burn like a fiery furnace when you appear. The Lord will engulf them in his wrath, and fire will devour them. He will wipe their descendants from the earth and their offspring from the human race. Though they intend to harm you and devise a wicked plan, they will not prevail. Instead, you will put them to flight when I aim your bow at their faces. Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. We have read this morning Psalms 17 through 21. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and more so the doers of his word for the edification of our soul. So let's now have our morning supplication and morning prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning in a praise of deliverance, thanking you for who you are and what you do in our lives. Father, reach down and touch us today. Pull us out of the deep situations that we find ourselves and rescue us. For we need you, Lord. We need you each and every moment. I see you, Sister Melanie Brown. God, you're an awesome God. We love you. Help us that the ropes of death that find themselves wrapped around us and the snares that find ourselves in distress, they don't overtake us, Father. Break the chains. Break every chain from us. Father, we need your protection this morning. We ask you today to help us in our daily walk. We ask you today to help us in our daily talk. Father, we ask you for the ability to have patience in the midst of a cesspool of sin. Father, this life is like a battle. We ask you to continue to help us win this battle for your victory and for your cause. Lord, wash our mouths. Lord, touch our lips, that we will be strong in what we say, but we will not say anything that will offend thee. Father, we ask you to strengthen us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and lift us when we've been torn down. We ask you for life, and we thank you for breath even on this morning. Father, we come to you with a few requests this morning and asking you to continue to strengthen us in our daily walk. Special prayer for Sister Melanie Brown. I ask you to bless her and keep her. The children strengthen in the ways that you know they readily stand in need of. Come to you this morning in regards to Big Joe Thomas. I ask you to be with him and be with his health. Be with the work that he does at the School of Rock and all the lives he touches as he continually shares you with those in the music world. Father, I'm asking you to continue to be with him as a great man, being able to raise his son, Yahshua. Continue to allow him to penetrate the mind of the young lad. And Father, continue to help him, to share with him the pertinent things that he will need as he develops into a man himself one day. That he will remember the things that it was spoken to him by his father. The thing that was pertinent from you, God. They're on the God squad. We ask you to continue to bless them and keep them on their day to walk. Praying this morning for Sister Rhonda Hamburg. Ask you to be with her and strengthen her where she stands in need of. She's always asking for strength for herself. She says, for I fall weak at times. And she wants you, God, to keep her strong. Bless her children. Bless her mother. Bless her relationship with Leonard. Be with her on her job, Father. Give her the advantages today. So comforting and so pleasant to see her on Facebook with pictures, and she's speaking about how good you are, God, and showing your majesty Father, keep the smile on our face. Keep our minds sanctified. Keep our minds centered in you. Father, we ask you to continue to allow her to be that rock there on the trove as long as you keep her there, that others will flock to him and they will hear about God because she has been planted there. Father, we ask you to be with her sister Chris and ask you to be with her brother Aaron and the entire family, their wives, brother, and their Scooter and the entire gang. Father, bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Special prayer this morning goes out to Shannara Stimley. I see it says, ask you to bless her and keep her in ways she stands in need of. Continue to be with her family. Continue to be with her as she also continues to stand strong and represents you. Father, we ask you to continue to guide her today. Guide the work of her hands, that it will be nothing but what you need to be done, Father, and that she'll have the Midas touch and be able to do things that will continue to please you. Father, we're praying for her strength. We're praying for her health. We're praying for her her consistency of staying with thee. Father, special prayer goes out this morning for Janice Southwick, who we know as Rose. I ask you to bless her and keep her in ways you know she's already stands in need of. Be with her grandbabies, be with the children. Bless her throughout the course of this day. We're all school buddies from way back when, and just through the vehicle of Facebook, Father, we've been able to connect. It's been such a blessing to encourage one another when things are down, and to find other classmates and stuff that we haven't talked to in years, and to find out that we still have a bond, even some 30-some years later, that formulates at East High, or formulates at Central College, or formulates at Amos Hyatt, or formulates even, I have some friends all the way back to Dunlap Elementary School. And Father, I'm just so thankful. I ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them on this day. Special prayer goes out to Sister Carol Leach. See your sis. Ask you to continue to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. Father, I ask you to strengthen her. Powerful, powerful sister, Father. Be with her and her husband, Elroy, as they have four powerful daughters. Ask you to continue to grow them and strengthen them. And Brother Elroy, now working in the healthcare business, Father, be with him. Touch his hands that he will be able to touch someone there and lead them to Jesus. Be with Sister Carol. She also works out at the county building. As she is continuing to help folks with buildings and things of that nature, whatever the work is that she does in that area, so many different facets, that she'll be able to continue to share Christ with them. Father, for if there's any place that needs to know you, it's definitely at City Hall and the county building. We ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen them and bless them through their day, give them great health, and give them great advantage on this day. Father, we're also coming to you this morning in regards to Brother Elroy Leach Sr. and his wife. Continue to be with them and strengthen them, be with his health, as he continues to grow stronger day in and day out. Got a chance to talk to Pop, I think it was a week and a half ago, something like that, maybe a couple weeks ago, and he says he's doing better and he's doing stronger, and so it's just great to know that and great to see that and great to also be able to just talk with him. Such a great man just in general, but a great servant of thee as well. A man that opened up the doors of the Christian Service Center. We had no place for Bible class. It allowed us to come in and have a physical Bible class. Had no other reason of doing it but just showing the love. And we're just so thankful for it. Matter of fact, one of the members at that time lived right there, for they had no place to stay. And just a man with a big heart. And we're asking you, Father, in the waning years of his life, that you continue to give him long life, give him more advantage, and continue to give him comfort in the battle that he himself has to deal with. Love him so very much. Come to you this morning in regard to Sharon Baker, asking you to bless Sharon and strengthen the way of stand in need of, ask for prayers for himself and his four family. Continue to be with that family. Continue to be with them in all the petitions. Special prayer for Danielle Bowles this morning, for Kevin Bowles, Senior, Kevin Bowles Jr., and their daughter, the entire Bowles family, Mom Eula, we ask you just to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. We're praying today. She's asked for prayer for her father and for her uncle, Ricky Saunders. So we continue to pray for her father, Sister Bowles, and for her uncle, Ricky Saunders. Father, you know the situation, and we're praying that you will move in a powerful way. Praying this morning for Connie Hunter and for Preston Sellers. Praying for my sister-in-law, Alice Yancey Tiggs, and ask you to bless her and keep her in her campaign. Strengthen her way she stands in need of. She's going to be, she has a petition for the Bud Billiken Parade. She's going to be walking down there. Father, we're praying that her, that she gets those to walk with her and that she will understand her positioning. We're praying for Jonas Ross Jr. this morning. Be with him. And for Nick Conte, praying today for Connie Hunter and Philip Henderson today. Bless them and keep them away. Stand in need of Francine Steed and Estelle Foley today. Bless you to strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Carol sending a note. Thank you. Love you to life, brother. May God continue to bless you, your family, and most importantly, can't see the rest of you right now. Thank you, sis. Love you so very much, as we always do. Sister Carol knows how to give a real hug. A real hug. My wife and I talk about that all the time. Praying this morning for Estelle Foley and for LaWanda Denise Troutman Donnell and for Nash Esther and Peggy Busby White and Vanessa Edwards Jones. Praying for Michelle Jordan and Justina Giggers. I should be with Sister Giggers. Boy, I know that she lost someone near and dear to her. I think it was her mother not too long ago. I'm not sure in confirmation. But, Father, anytime we lose a loved one, as I lost my older brother late last month, it touches your heart, even at different times. So we ask you, Father, to be with her and strengthen her and the family in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Vanessa Edwards-Jones this morning, who's praying for asking for prayer for her family and for the Harvey Church family. Asking you to strengthen them and bless them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Brenda Gotchett this morning and for the new six new souls that were baptized in the Missouri Church of Christ in the Muddy River, it looked like there, or what I like to view it as Muddy Jordan. And Father, just so thankful for them that they wanted to be saved. And through baptism, and it says, here's water, what does hinder me to be baptized? They wasn't worried about the fact that it was muddy and cloudy and you couldn't see in it. They was concerned, they knew that they needed salvation, just like the Ethiopian eunuch. So we're so thankful for that, Father. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying today for Melvin Smith and his tour, Father. Bless him and keep him. Be with his wife here, continue to strengthen them in their many years. And he's a support for a lot of people. And had a great rig on this this tour. Teased him, can he handle the rig? Ask you continue to bless him and keep him. A great friend of mine and great musician. Praying also for Mike Wheeler, who's also traveling through Barcelona, Spain, etc. Father, we ask you to bless him and keep him as well. Strengthen him, that the tour goes well and bring him back safe and sound without any hurt, harm, or danger. Be with his wife, Jeannie, the two are a powerful couple. Strengthen them and bless them in the ways they stand in need of, and the Mike Wheeler Band as well. We're praying for Darlene Shaw and Eddie Van Shaw Jr. and Mom Shaw. I ask you to bless them and keep them, and in their wanting years, Father, continue to give them the provisions to take care of her in the matters in which she needs to be taken care of. Give them some TLC and give Van some advantage so he'll be able to be the man that his dad was, to be able to take care of the business of the home. I pray for Carl Davis today and the day of his family. Bless him and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Always praying for Andre McCautry, Big Pun. I should strengthen him and bless him in the way he stands in need of. Praying for Grace Robinson this morning, for Floyd Barnes and his sister. who's going to be taking over the Christian Service Center, I believe. Bless them and keep them and give them the advantage. We're looking for a grant. Father, we're praying for the Flowers family continually, praying for the Baywood Church of Christ continually, praying for Sister Wanda, and we're also praying for Brother Neil Lopez and his wife. Ask you to bless them and keep them in the ways they stand and meet up the work of the hands there at the Maywood congregation. Strengthen all the lives that are missing. Paul, be with the grandbabies and be with the children, that the pictures will continue and then the life experience they had with them will roll on. And Father, just the love that permeates through that family, big family there. I ask you to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Praying for Sister Griffin, who lost 5 family members in a car accident, Father. We just continue to pray for her, that she'll have strength and that they'll be able to pick up the pieces in spite of the tragic situation. Praying for Christella Jones this morning. I ask you to be with the 51st Street congregation, Southwest, and Brother and Sister Eddie Gillis. I ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them in a way they really stand in need of. Percy Hope, and I'm praying for Patrick English and Deidre English and the rest of the congregation there. Strengthen them and bless them in ways they readily stand in need of. Give them the advantage that is needed. Praying for the Far West congregation this morning, Brother Luke Miles Sr., my brother from another mother, and his lovely wife, Kim. I should bless them and keep them, and all those who work with him, Wayne Miles and Sister Barbara Miles, and I want to start calling names and praying for my mom, Opiel Miles, and the entire congregation there, Father. I ask you to bless them and keep them, for they've been a leaning post for us, and I ask you to strengthen them even on this day. Be with the children, that they continue to grow as they're growing up and having children of their own. They'll remember that which has been implanted and seeded in them, but they will continue to keep the journey going, for they're carrying on the tradition of the Far West Church of Christ for over 60 years. Amen, somebody. From their dad, and ask you to continue to bless them and keep them for many years to come. Father, coming to you this morning in regards to Edwin Edwards, and I ask you to bless him and keep him where he stands in need of. Ishmael, Brother Herb Walker, be with him and Susie. And we're praying, Father, for we know the Bud Billiken Parade is coming up, and she is an integral part of putting that together. We're praying that it goes off without a hitch, as it usually does many years. And give her some peace during this traumatic time. Praying for James Finley and Sister Finley. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Special prayer for my buddy Will Crosby. And she'll bless him and keep him. He works with the B.B. King Band now. Continue to strengthen him and bless him in his musical walk. Playing with Melissa. Praying for Melissa Burrell, who's at Methodist Hospital, I believe, still now. I haven't seen anything else. Ask you to be with her and strengthen her in ways that you readily stand in need of, Father. Test the doctor's hands. Be with the nurses and be with her body. Continue to strengthen her, Father, and restore her, if it be your will and your way, back to a reasonable portion of health and strength. It sounds like she's been dealing with this problem for quite a while. Whatever it is, Father, we know it's not bigger than you. And we know that it's when you're ready, you will deal with the problem. So we're so thankful, Father, even this morning. Praying for family. I ask you to touch Brother and Sister Lugo, continue to strengthen them and bless them in the way they stand in need of. In the gospel meeting that we're going to be presenting here in September, I ask you to be with Brother Lugo, give him preaching power. And for those that you send, they will be encouraged, strengthened, and also attentive to whatever it is the gospel call calls. Father, I'm praying that also that you will continue to bless them. Be with Tito as well. Praying for my family. Must start with praying for my wife, my queen. I thank you for her, Father. Ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her in ways she readily stands in need of. Prop her up. She gets ready to go down to City Hall, Father, to work, and ask you to give her the advantage today. Bless her and strengthen her in ways that she readily stands in need of. Praying this morning for Bishop D. Thaddeus Anderson. I see you, Doc. Glad to have you with us this morning. Ask you to bless him and strengthen him and the lives he touches, and continue to bless him in the work that he does. Father, that we will be able to reach out to someone that is less fortunate and let them hear about how great you are. Let us eulogize you on a way that no one else understands. Father, let us put down our differences and pick up the scripture, and let us allow the scripture to mold us and direct us accordingly, uncut. Thankful, Father, for just family in general, praying for my daughters, Juanita and Nicole. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Send them to you, Father. Continue to put them over in your hands. And you said, we're training them up in the way that they should go. And even if they may go in another way, or they choose to stay with that way as the prodigal son versus the older son, Father, we're just so thankful that the training is there and that the turning point will be there, and that they know you because we've had the opportunity to see that. Father, I'm thankful on this day for Mom Linda, as she'll be with Mom Linda Pinson, strengthen her and bless her in ways she stands in need of. Be with Angie and Patrick and their families accordingly. LaDasia, Gator Girls, bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Praying also for Rashonda this morning, as she'll be here with her, and D'Angelo, bless them and their children the way they stand in need of. The work that they do, that they will, as young folk do, that they will understand that even in their youth, that they need you more and more each day. Praying for the youth of today, Father, that they will understand its purpose and the energy and the force that they have, and that will be centered with thee. Come to you, Father, this morning for the brothers, Skirky and Felix, Bill and Irv. Praying for Mary Floyd this morning and Mary Walker this morning. Bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Have them continue in their wives accordingly, significant others or whatever, that they'll continue to be focused on thee. We're praying this morning for my family, my mother first, strongest woman I know. I ask you to continue to bless her and keep her, strengthen her hands and continue to bless her in her health, Father. Be with her health. Restore her health, that she will be able to continue to encourage others as she does so very well and so very much. Father, continue to give her strength to continue to speak of thee, and to continue to encourage others to live a holy life. We're praying, Father, that you bless my brothers, Tyrone and Darnell, Mose, as well as Damien. Strengthen them and bless them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for my cousin Art Jr., his wife. Praying for my cousin Daryl and his wife Jody. Father, I'm asking you to be praying for my cousin Lachelle, husband Gerard, our cousin Artie, just the entire clan. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Center their focus with you, Father. Let them read and study and also understand who you are in personal relationship. Father, we're praying today for my sisters Lois and Phyllis, praying that you'll make a way. They'll be able to get down there in a few weeks and spend some time with them during their birthday, Father, that they or time around there. Take them out to dinner and just because we lost our brother, just continue to support the family knit that we had under my mother, Carmel Housley. Ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them. I'll be with my cousin Buddy and my cousin Larry, Jalen, Shell, Jimmy, and all the clan in general. Father, I'm asking you to strengthen them and bless them in ways they rather stand in need of. Praying for my sister Shanice and the work that she does, and my sister Shawan and her husband and their family. Bless them and keep them in a very powerful way. Father, there's nothing like family, and I'm asking you to continue to be with us. Praying for my cousin Eddie Carr today, Father, and continue to bless him and keep him. He's doing better. So thankful for deliverance, Father. So thankful that you saw fit to answer prayer. Father, as we get ready to go through the remainder of this day, we love you. We adore you. We can't make it without you. You're an awesome God, and beside you, there is no other. Father, let the meditation of my mouth and the consistency that comes from my heart pour towards you. Father, we love you. We adore you on this day. And this will be enough. Correct us from the wrong, build us up on weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. All these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Have a great day. Do something for others that they can't repay you for. You give them Jesus Christ and him crucified. Sister Rhonda, say may God continue to bless you and your family. Thank you, Sister Rhonda. Love you so much. See you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless in the name of the Lord.